Parshas Shmini has a whole lot going on, but we have a pasuk that tells us the following. Vayomer el Aharon, kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas. Aharon is told to take a young calf as an egel, as a in its fledgling stages. Va'ayelo lot mimim v'hakrev lifnei Hashem. That is what he was supposed to offer as a karban to Hashem. So Rashi says, why was Aharon specifically instructed to take this unique karban as opposed to any other animal? Rashi explains the hodialo. It was to let Aaron HaKohen know shemechaper lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayidei egel zeh al maisa ha'egel. We remember that Aaron had some kind of involvement in the story of the egel, in the great tragedy of the egel hazav, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him in particular he's supposed to take an egel, the very same item from a few weeks prior, and he's now supposed to make a karban, which is going to be mechaper, which is going to atone for the terrible mistake of the egel azab. Now the problem is, we have a halacha that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the one day a year that he goes lifnai v'lifnim, into the Holy of Holies, we are told that when he goes inside, he's not allowed to wear big day zahav. He has to make sure to wear big day lavan, the white clothing as opposed to the gold clothing. Why is that? So the Minchas Chinuch even writes, if he wears the wrong clothing at the time that he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bitel Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he has defiled and he has ruined all of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, V'chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. So this is obviously a very important component to the whole work that is done in Yom Kippur, that he has to wear very particular clothing, and he's not allowed to wear the golden clothing, he has to wear the white clothing. There are two reasons quoted for why the Kohen Gadol has to wear the white clothing. In the Yerushalmi and Maseches Yuma, we're told, Amar Abchia, K'sheira Shamayla, Kach Sheira Shalmata. The same way that the Malachim in heaven serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the way we are supposed to serve Him as well. And just as the Sheira Shamayla, just as the Malachim are considered to be wearing white clothing, whatever that's supposed to mean, so too, when we service HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Holy of Holies, in the inner sanctum, we're supposed to wear only white clothing, to be like Malachim. That is reason number one, quoted in the Yerushalmi. Reason number two that our Gemara says is because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. The Gemara has a famous comment. We don't want to remind the Ribbono Shel Olam of that terrible mistake of the Egel Azav so many generations ago, where they took the gold and they used it for the wrong purpose. Therefore, we don't want the Kohen Gadol wearing anything gold, because that will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the terrible mistake of the Egel Azav. So that's a very big problem. On the one hand, we're told the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear the gold clothing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because it will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the terrible mistake of the Egel Azav. On the other hand, in our Parsha, Aaron HaKohen is specifically instructed to take an egel, to take the same item, to take that calf, and offer that as a karban, in order that it should be a kapara. So what is our perspective? On the one hand, we say, Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. On the other hand, we say, you should take that item and use it in particular, in order that Hashem should remember that we do have a tshuva, that we do have an opportunity to be mechaper for the terrible mistake that was made. So how do we reconcile this seemingly difficult contradiction? So there are many answers that are given in the Achronim to explain this. One answer that's given is, by Big Day Zahav, when I involve myself in wearing those beautiful clothing on Yom Kippur, I'm not mevatel the zav, I am priding myself in the gold. How can you pride yourself in something that the Ribbono Shel Olam knows is a terrible mistake of our past? And therefore, when I do that, I'm going to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the terrible mistake of the egel azav. However, the Achronim say, when I take the egel and I bring it as a karban, and I destroy it, and I kill it, and I eradicate it from the world, I show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm so sorry for the terrible mistake that happened. I'm not trying to pride myself on that mistake, but I'm trying to destroy and exterminate that mistake from the world, and therefore they suggest maybe that is the reason why there's no problem of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. To the contrary, that is the Saneger, that is our defendant. That is the way to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how sorry we are for the mistake that we have done. Now the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Vav, that the only time we say Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger is when we're talking about Avodas Panim. Meaning, we don't generally say that any person who wears golden jewelry will be a problem with Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, and that will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the mistake of the Egel Azav. It has no connection. It's only when you're Lifnim, only when you're in the Beis HaMikdash and doing a holy activity, that is when we say Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Now, over here, If that is the case, and that is really true, that would be another very simple way to answer this question. Because Aaron here was bringing a carbon, but it was not lifnai v'lifnim. It was not in the inner sanctum that that carbon was offered, and therefore perhaps the whole issue of enka teger nasa saneger would not be a problem at all. So our Gemara assumes that the only time there's an issue of enka teger nasa saneger is, as we said, by avodas pnim, only when it's lifnai v'lifnim, but not when it's avodas chutz. And therefore there would be no problem. However, as this is really the rule, we have a major problem as well in Halacha, because the Tosus writes in Yevamos and Daf Zayin that even a Kohen Shaharages HaNefesh, if you have the unfortunate circumstance of a Kohen who commits the act of murder, either willingly or unintentionally, however it happens, if he has blood on his hands, the Halacha is Yachal Avod Avoda. He's still allowed to do Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though inadvertently he killed someone along the way, he is allowed to still do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. However, by Nesias Kapayim, when he does the duchening, there the Tosus writes that he's not allowed to be Noseas Kapav if he was involved in the murder of another human being. Tosus writes two reasons. Number one, he says, maybe it's just a Chumra Yisera. We take Nesias Kapayim very seriously, which sounds very strange because avodah in the Beis HaMikdash should also be pretty serious. But Tosus says, for some reason, maybe Nesias Kapayim would be taken more seriously, and therefore we assume Kohen Shaharges HaNefesh Eino Noseas Kapav. Number two, Tosus says, because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Because we're assuming that those same hands that were used to murder somebody else, how can those hands now give a blessing to another Jew? That doesn't make sense, that wouldn't fit, and therefore we assume that is the reason why he's not able to do the duchening. And the problem is, if our Gemara says the only time enka teger nasas and eger is an issue is when you're lefnai v'lefnim, when you're inside the Beis HaMikdash, how does that make sense in our case that a Kohen who's here in America would not be allowed to duchen if he is responsible for someone's death? There's a major question today. It's actually a very unfortunate reality, but today when we have Israeli soldiers who sometimes have to actually use their hands to kill those who deserve to be killed, so the question is, are they then able to return back and duchen, or would we say that the Tosus writes Kohen Shaharges HaNefesh Eino Noseas Kapav? Would we assume that that applies even when he's involved in what we would refer today as a Melchemes Mitzvah? This was a major dispute in the last 50 years between Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Avadi Yosef, Rav Soloveitchik. We're all involved in this discussion. Would he be disqualified if he's a chayal and he's doing his job and he's taking care of the Jewish people, he's saving the Jewish people? Would you say that a person like that also would be disqualified, or perhaps would you say that that case should be a little bit different? That is a very good question, not really for the scope of today's discussion, but in general, this is a very important issue that needs to be discussed as well. Yeah.
Does it matter if it's with their hands
or throwing a rock? So it's an interesting question. Does it matter if it's with the Kohen's hands, or is it even if something else happened that caused the death? So let's say, for example, I was asked a question a number of years ago from an extremely special Jew who I'm friendly with, Michael Goldman, who was a Chayal Bodeid. He's from New Jersey, and he became a Chayal Bodeid in the Israeli army. And he said that when they have a sniper, there are always two people that work in tandem. So he used to send me all kinds of questions from his shifts. He was doing shifts in the Israeli army, and he used to listen to my shiurim online. I was always nervous that he was, you know, not doing his job properly. I don't know, I guess he was. But he sent a question one day. When I spoke once about this issue, he said that something I didn't know was that whenever you have a sniper, there are always two people who are involved in the act of the shooting. You always need one person who's going to set it up and set up the spotter, and then you have the shooter, I guess. So there's two different people who are necessary in order for it to work the way it's supposed to work. And without one or the other, neither one can do his job. So he asked me, even if you assume like those opinions that say that a chayal today who kills somebody, even though he's killing in a Melchemes Mitzvah, he's still disqualified from doing the Nesias Kapayim, would you say that that applies equally to the spotter who doesn't do anything? All he does is he sets it up for his friend to be the one to kill, or would you say that my hands don't have any blood on them, it's just the other person? Maybe it's both of them. Exactly, that's the question. Maybe it's one, maybe it's both. It's a very interesting question. I said, you know, you get back to your job, we'll work on the Shiloh for now, but you should do what you have to do. So that was actually a question that ties into your issue that you discussed as well. So this is a question that we have to think about. If the Gemara says the only time that this is considered to be an issue of Enka Teger Nasa Saneger is when it's Lefnai V'Lefnim, so then why would this ever present an issue when it comes to Nesias Kapayim? That is a very, very good question. Now, There is a discussion in Parshas Bereishis as well. There the Torah says, "Vayispru alei te'ena vayasu lahem chaguros." Over there it says that after Adam and Chava made the terrible mistake of eating from the Eitz Hadas, so the Torah says suddenly they realize that they have no clothing. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu provide them clothing? It says that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave them alei te'ena. Says Rashi, why did he choose alei te'ena? There was a whole world that he could have used to make the clothing. And he chose specifically bedavka the alei te'ena. Why? Rashi says, hu ha'et she'achlu mimenu. The assumption is they ate from a fig tree. And therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam said, bedavar she'neskalkulu bo niskenu. If this was the mistake that they made was with the alei te'ena, well, then that's how they should make up for the mistake, and therefore we're going to make their clothing from this. So the question is, over there, why aren't we concerned about Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger? Shouldn't we say that if you made the mistake with this item, we should specifically say you should stay away from it? The Te'ena is out of bounds for us, because we just made a terrible error with the Te'ena tree. Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam choosing specifically to use the Te'ena to make the clothing for Adam and Chava? Now, this is a question that is dealt with in the great Sefer by Reb Simcha Zissel Breide, where he has Svarim on Chumash called Sam Derech, and he addresses this issue and he writes a very beautiful answer. He says, you're right, when we talk about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then, let's say like Yom Kippur, Tkiyas Shofar, something like that, we say there, Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. However, he says, Ha'adam Beino LeBein Atzmo, when I myself make a mistake, the Pasuk says, V'chatasi Negdi Samid, it's my responsibility to remind myself of the mistake and to be in a constant cycle of tshuva for the mistake that I've made. And therefore, says Reb Simcha Zissel, would this not be the greatest way to remind Adam and Chava for the rest of their lives? You should know the consequences of mistakes. You should know that tshuva is necessary for you because you made that terrible error with the Eitz Hadas. And the way to remind them of that on a constant and consistent basis is if you make their clothing from that very item in which they made the mistake. This way, every time they wake up in the morning, every time they go anywhere, they will always be reminded, V'chatasi Negdi Samid. I always have to make sure that I remind myself of my shortcomings, of my failings, and that is a way to ensure that next time I will choose more wisely. Next time I will be more responsible. Next time I won't make this kind of terrible mistake like I made today. So now the question that we need to ask ourselves is, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, Ein lilbos tachshitim yom kippurim. One is not supposed to wear jewelry on Yom Kippur because ein kateger nasa saneger. This is an age-old practice. Many people are careful about it. On Yom Kippur, they try not to wear jewelry because we don't want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of our terrible mistake of the Egel Azav, and therefore nobody wears it. So the question is, if our Gemara says that the only time ein kateger nasa saneger presents itself as an issue is when you're lifnai v'lifnim, then why would we assume that to wear the gold and silver on Yom HaKippurim, when we're all in our own communities, in our own shuls, why should that be an issue? Why should that be a problem at all? And here the Beis Halevi gets into a whole discussion, and he says, when a person davens, we have to view ourselves as if we are lifnai v'lifnim. We are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are in the holiest place in the world when you come to a shul and you daven together. Why would this be different, says the Beis HaLevi, than a Kohen who goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim? This is the same experience that we all have every time we get up to daven a Shmona Esrei, a powerful thought. And he says this is the way a Jew always needs to think before they begin to daven a Shmona Esrei. You are now standing lifnai v'lifnim, in the holiest place in the world. And therefore, he says, whenever we daven, we need to be careful that we never have this issue of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Well, based on that, Ravaya Lapian writes in his Sefer Lev Elio, we also have to be careful. Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger is not only when we talk about gold and silver that reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the old mistake from the Egel Azav, says Rabbi Lapian, how about the very same mouth that I used to talk Lashon Hara, and all the nivel peh, and all the terrible things I've done with my mouth, and all the machlokas I've created with my mouth, I'm going to use that very same item to then ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. I'm going to use that very same mouth to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a refuah, or for a parnasa, or for a yeshua, for whatever I might need. The same mouth, says Rabbi Yelapian, if we know that you have to abstain from using gold because maybe it will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of a mistake from thousands of years ago, certainly one needs to be careful with the item of Aveira itself, with the mouth that we use all the time. We have to be careful that that mouth is one that is worthy of being used for the tefillahs that we offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Reb Hanani ben